Alright, I call a meeting of the Department of Defense and Organizations to order on Tuesday, March 14th, 2017 at 5:38 p.m. in the Joe Crowley Student Union. President's Conference Room on the third floor. Move into Agenda Item 2. Roll call.
Dr. Wong.
Present.
Honey, Major Desmarais.
Present.
Commissioner Vitaria.
Present.
Commissioner Pasco.
She's absent excused.
Commissioner Hidalgo.
Absent excused.
Commissioner Arquino.
Present.
Commissioner Tarr.
Present.
Commissioner Wang.
Present.
Perfect, thank you. Just so you guys know, Commissioner Hidalgo and Commissioner Carrasco both had emergencies today. Commissioner Carrasco is in the middle of speaking with insurance. She got in a car accident yesterday. She's fine. Those of you that haven't heard. And then Commissioner Hidalgo's girlfriend also had some issues that he had to tend to. So everybody's all right, but that's just where they're at. So thank you for showing. We'll move into Agenda Item 3, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Seeing none, we'll move into Agenda Item 4, policies, procedures, and administrative actions. Now, which organizations are here?
Outdoor Adventures.
Okay.
Volleyball.
And American Marketing Association.
Okay, so the first thing on the agenda is volleyball, but does anybody have time commitments, by the way?
I thought it was 7.
Okay.
I'm on 6:30.
Okay. Perfect. So let's jump into Agenda Item 4, Action 2. The Commission will hear the emergency club support funding request for Spring 1 from Women's Club Volleyball. And there's not too many seats, it looks like. Yeah, if we could get you guys to either slide down or something.
You're
back. Sorry.
What?
I think we could get you here.
Melanie Strauch, president. She's a proxy.
You sent me an email?
Yes.
Right on. Thank you. And then also for records, are either of you ASU and elected or appointed officials?
No.
Okay. So we're going to hear their emergency tiers one, two tier one applications, and tier four. So we'll jump into the first tier one, $230. Commissioner Wang.
Oh, were you going to say something?
Yeah.
Those were canceled. You spoke with Jared about them. The two tier ones.
Okay, so you don't want those? Okay.
I don't believe. Yeah, we already paid for them because we didn't have enough funding in our club account to pay for the 40% of it.
Okay.
Oh yeah, it was. I got notified and it was like after the agenda and I just pushed these changes from last week.
No, it's okay. I just.
Yeah.
So you just are looking at the tier four,
yes.
Right? Okay. So I'm seeking a motion to definitely postpone Women's Club Volleyball's emergency tier one request in the amount of $230 and $66. Commissioner Tarr. Seconded by Commissioner Vitaria. Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, we'll move into a vote. All those in favor, please designate for saying aye.
Aye.
All those against? Abstentions? Motion carries. Perfect. So we'll move into the tier four request. Commissioner Wang?
So I'm looking at your supporting document, and it says after March 25th is 170. So would you be able to turn this in on time to get the 120?
Yes.
Okay. It looks good, but...
Commissioner Tarr, what does the policy manual say about emergency tier 4? Or Commissioner Wang, was that what you were going to say?
Yeah, I was going to say, but... Why is this an emergency?
Because we just were notified about it when I applied for it, and it's due before the next funding period.
Why couldn't you apply for it in spring 1?
Because we were just notified and got the invoice, like everyone in the league, 2 weeks ago or whenever I submitted this.
You were notified that there was an insurance fee, or...
Yes.
What? Okay.
Yeah.
So I guess we would have to consider that an emergency or not. And I have the caps. It's $300 for tier 4.
Where's the application?
Commissioner Onquilla.
Where's the application located?
Funny manager, yes, ma'am.
You have to do the method we did before. You have to go any for funding period, and then any for tier, and then reverse search by based on time.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Oh, guys.
Commissioner Runkle.
Do you guys have the email that approved that 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Can you show it just like it's funny? Because if whoever's hosting the event, if it's on their end, like,
yeah. Well, it's like something new that they did with the league this year. Like, I've never dealt with it before, but thanks again.
Commissioner White.
Do they have enough money in their tier 4 cap? Let me check. Still at 120. We're still funding that.
Yeah.
Yeah, then they have $178.20 left.
Commissioners? Commissioner Carr?
It sounds like an emergency meeting. They just notified, like, after the time period.
I'm assuming that you guys are just looking at the app. Okay.
Well, we're just waiting on her to confirm that it was starting.
Oh, yeah. Right. No worries.
On the invoice, it says that the date given was February 23rd, 2017. And I believe that's after our spring one.
Yeah.
So, you guys good? Okay, cool. I move to approve Women's Club Volleyball for emergency Tier 4 funding at the amount of $120.
Second by Commissioner Ronquillo. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, we'll move to vote. All those in favor, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
All those against? Abstentions? Motion carries.
Cool.
Thank you. And I can stick around until I can find it. Just to...
Oh, you're all good.
No, you're good.
It was just, they found it on the invoice.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for coming in. All right. So let's move into you and our Hemocar vehicle team. Can we get your names and positions in the organization for our records?
Kevin Gang, club president.
Chad Garvin, secretary.
Perfect. And then also for our records, are either of you ASU an elected or appointed state officials?
No.
English is hard today. Okay. Perfect. So we'll move into your emergency tier 2 application. And could you just tell us about this?
Yeah, so last time we came in, we kind of talked about why it's an emergency. We didn't have a professional welder. None of us could weld. We couldn't get the 40% in our account before spring one date because ELC met a week afterwards. And then you said we didn't have enough supporting documents. We didn't supply the map for the mileage. So we rejected it and we came back with the supporting documents now.
Perfect.
So it's for registration for 4 people to our conference, and then gas money.
And what happened with ELC? Did you get funded?
Yeah, we got approved.
Okay. Sweet. Commissioners? Commissioner Wang?
I only see their old application. I'm at any and any, but I still can't find them.
It should be the same application that we reviewed before, because we never did anything with it.
Right, well, but they said that they added
new supporting documentation. Kevin, what do you think?
Oh, okay.
Did you submit a new application?
I believe so.
Okay.
I got a confirmation email. I can tell you more.
Yeah, if you could tell us maybe what date.
They uploaded it.
Commissioner Uncle?
They uploaded it on March 9th, 2017.
Oh, okay. I see it.
Okay, we're good.
And do you get, you were using the ELC funding for your 40%?
Yes.
Do you get some confirmation email of sorts that come along with the ELC funding?
No, we don't get an email unless we request it, and I didn't know we needed it. They do have a website, and they post confirmation on the website.
Okay. I'd like to just put a stipulation on there that we just double-check to make sure, you know, ELC funding went through to support the 40%. Commissioner Ron Fuller.
How many cars are you guys planning on taking to?
One car.
One car? Did you guys, because for quantity, you guys only put 373.83 miles? I don't know if those are gallons or...
That's, I don't know if I did gallons or miles times the 0.2675, but basically I just got it to the point where it would max out our cap.
Okay.
And then we're getting the other gas funded externally.
Okay, just for accounting issues, we're just going to put the total quantity that you're actually going to be driving.
Okay.
So based off the map, you have... what was this?
455
one way, so then round trip would be 910. So then we're just going to change that to make it 910. You have the correct unit for gas. So
okay.
We're just going to change that 100 grams.
Okay.
Commissioner Roncola.
I move to change non-food line item to at a quantity of 910. Unanimous.
Is there any dissent to the motion? Seeing none, motion carries. Yeah, funding manager did.
Can you repeat the number?
910.
For quantity?
Yeah.
910?
Yes.
Oh, so this is an application in the total amount of, I guess the total 60% amount is $446.06, but we have a cap.
It's 600.
It is 600, okay, perfect. Because you're away.
So I imagine our emergency cap goes up to 600 for the 60%, not 600 total. So you...
Where are you?
If the cap is 600 for emergency, that's just that 60% for less, correct?
Yes, it is. The cap's are 60%.
So they're still well under that 600.
Yeah.
Cap. So they're
Commissioner Tarr and Commissioner Wang are just seeing two different policy manuals. So Commissioner Wang.
So there's another policy manual online that is still there, and I guess it really shouldn't be, but
yeah.
I don't know how it got there.
So go to the one that's on the ASUN website, like currently active through the link. Don't just Google search and click the top one, because then I'll just Google click the one, which is an older one. It's on page 9.
Holds on to everything.
You should delete these things.
Even if the link isn't active anymore on the ASUN site, Google still has it.
Okay. Well.
So the current cap is 2,000 on our website.
For emergency?
Yeah.
So that's the only one that changed. Okay.
Cool. So it's still 446.
So?
Commissioner Uncle.
So we're all good with approving?
Yeah.
Okay. I move to approve human powered vehicle team emergencies tier, teams emergency tier 2 application at 446.06.
Second by Commissioner Batar. Cap is good. Is there any discussion? Commissioner Tarr?
If someone asks this, then let me know. But were you guys appealing the 400-mile radius?
Yeah, we got approved for that appeal.
Okay, cool. I was just wondering what the status of that was.
The only stipulation was that it was to be one vehicle.
Yeah.
Okay. Commissioner Wayne?
Oh, yeah, I forgot. So new light came up that apparently they allocated for 5 to 6 people to go on this trip, and because the dean of students approved 5 to 6 people to go, they must take 5 to 6 people. So does that mean you would need to up your...
Yeah, does anybody want to go to Vegas?
Yeah, they absolutely have to take that to 6 people because it's in the contract, even though 4 people, but anyway. So, do you need to up your registration to 5 people? Because you have to take 5?
Yeah, could we add it? If we could add another registration, that might save my club. I know it's not
I forgot
in my...
to. Sorry.
I literally found that out like 20 minutes ago. Sorry.
So there's a motion on the table.
Oh, can I move to amend it?
Mm.
Oh no, because it's a move to amend.
No.
You can motion it, but wait. This value is wrong.
Either I would suggest just letting the motion die or retracting. Christian Ronco.
Retract my motion.
Thank you.
Would you want 5 or 6?
5.
How many people do you currently have going?
We have 4 people going.
What is it?
Thursday.
Interesting.
We had club members quit.
Commissioner Ron Phillip.
Oh, you did? Oh, okay. Oh, I moved to change non-screen line item 1 at a quantity F of 5.
So you're going to buy Commissioner Vitar. Is there any discussion? 5 is that correct, Kevin?
Yes.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, we'll move to vote. All those in favor, please designate by saying aye.
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 All those against? Abstentions? Motion carries. Funding manager, yes, ma'am.
So, is this your first time requesting funding? Or the last meeting we funded your tier 4?
Yeah.
Your first time requesting funding?
This year, yes.
This year. Okay, perfect. Yeah.
So, cool. Commissioner Ronco.
So they're all good with a 40% of that?
Yes.
One extra.
Yeah.
What's the amount?
521.
Yeah,
521. Commissioner Ronco. I moved to approve UNR, UNPower for Powered Vehicle Teams Emergency Tier 2 application at a price of 521.06.
Seconded by Commissioner Vitar. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, we'll move to the vote. All those in favor, please designate by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those against? Abstentions? Motion carries. Cool. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, you bet. Have fun.
Thanks.
All right, AMA.
Did you come up front?
Yeah, that'd be great. And then, did everyone sign in on the public
key? Don't quit.
Did you sign in as well, kids?
Yes.
Okay. Thanks. Sweet. Can we get your names and positions in the organization for our records?
My name is Matthew Sterrett. I am club president.
President.
I'm Leah Johnson, I'm a member.
Cool. Commissioner Vitar.
I'm in this club, but yeah, I can't leave.
Abstain.
Just one position.
Yep.
And that president position is, I think it's being processed. I think it should be through now, because there was a recent leadership change.
Is that the treasurer position?
No, the president position.
Cool. Did we have a proxy email for the treasurer? Did you have to email that to anyone?
It's Co.
So you're the treasurer?
There's two. Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Did do I still need to send a proxy email?
Yeah.
It's whichever one's listed on Caspia. Yeah.
Just for back end stuff, we just have to
have
the email.
Okay.
Who's on Caspia right now? Is the treasurer? Commissioner Ron Billow?
Oh, you're just asking who's on Caspia.
Commissioner Ron Billow, do you have someone?
Oh, I just
have
like a hand. I thought you were raising the hands and who's on Caspio, so I was raising
the hands. No, no. Who's on Caspio listed as treasurer?
That's why I was like raising my hand. I was like, all right, Caspio.
Ah, that guy. Yes, funny thing.
Just to let you guys know, so to fit them onto this agenda, the application wasn't submitted yet, but this is like an absolute emergency for them, so I just this value for amount requested is true.
Yes, Commissioner Roy.
Can you repeat that? What did you say?
He didn't have an actual value for the amount requested, but because it's an absolute emergency and to follow the Nevada open meeting law, he just filled in a random value on the agenda for the requested amount. Right. What's your time?
I received a proxy now.
Sweet. Who's listed as treasurer? Great. Right on. Now we can proceed.
Oh, God.
University of Tier 2. All right. Can you tell us about this application a little bit?
Yeah, so backstory is we won this competition last semester, actually. It's a marketing competition, and did really well on it. Basically found out in January that we did very well and got an invite to go to New Orleans. Our previous president really didn't let us all know that we could actually go. So when I switched over, started trying to raise funds to get our club account to the point where we could actually use ASUN funding to a reasonable level. And until March 8th, our account was low enough that it was almost not worth applying for funding. Then on March 8th, we got a $1,000 donation, and all of a sudden, it's worth applying for funding. And then we got another $1,000 donation from the dean's office, and all of a sudden, this trip's looking like it can happen. So we started moving as fast as we could to try to get this thing in the works and actually apply for ASUN funding.
Commissioner Ryan.
Can you explain what you meant by your president didn't let you know that you could go?
The rest of the club was under the impression that this trip was for a class. Right? The IMC competition, which is what we applied for and what we did well in, it was a joint project between our organization and a class that actually works on this thing full time.
So for the class, you're told that if you're a finalist, you can go to New Orleans. Now they were told that,
and the club wasn't
right.
The class.
The conference. They could potentially go to New Orleans, but we were semi-finalists, so it was a miscommunication between the professor and the club that we found out, early on that we were semi-finalists, but we didn't know until about the beginning of this month that we could actually attend the conference. We thought only the top finalists could. We were 17.
And how did you find out?
The professor asked us how we were planning on funding the trip, and we hadn't planned on attending the trip at all.
So, I feel like it's a valid reason to. So you're requesting for 3 additional people to go with you to the.
Not anymore. So I sent in new documentation for only one person. The only other factor is I would need to appeal your policy of retroactively purchasing because the trip is.
Commissioner Trump.
So to clarify, I've met with them and discussed this. So they're revising it to one ticket, because the current plane flight is tomorrow, they could wait until after this meeting to purchase the tickets. And so I said that there's a case by case thing that we very rarely use, but there is a chance that we could suspend the retroactive funding. Clause should the commission be fit. And so that's what they're trying to do.
Okay. Commissioner Warren.
Okay, so you... When did you know that you got a donation? Or when was the first day that you realized you had enough of the 40%?
So on March 7th, I basically got an email from our professional chapter, which is operates locally but outside of the university, that they were donating $1,000. On March 8th, I picked up the check and deposited it, and this is the deposit slip from when I turned it in on March 8th.
And did you ask them for the donation before then?
Yes, I'd asked. I've been trying to work on this since I knew. Well, I've been working on trying to get an actual donation from them for general club things. And then, a week before I tried to speed up the process, that was actually March 2nd.
So March 2nd.
When I officially asked, yeah.
And then you said that you got a donation from the dean?
The dean's office pledged $1,000. I don't think it's gone through yet, but...
Okay. When was that? Or when did you reach out to him?
That was someone else in our club. I don't know when they reached out. It's all been within the last 3 to 4 weeks.
Well, to me, because March 8th is when they actually got the money. That, you know, is after last week's meeting. You know, so this they couldn't have been agendized for an earlier meeting to try to purchase the tickets earlier. So there's that. So, personally, I'm in favor of it. I'm only one of the votes, though.
Could you find the exclusion clause and read it?
It's just a no list thing, but yeah.
Yeah. No, the exclusion clause, though, that is in the clause. I mean,
oh, the case might.
Yeah. Commissioner Ronfalo, did I see him?
Oh, I was just going to say, if you're going out to, like, represent the school, I feel like, especially because they're in the top finalists, I feel like the representative should be sent to go represent us. If we said we're going to go and not show up, I feel like that will be a bad part on our school.
So I guess just for the record, on page 17, section 3, duty of the commission, under part 2, it says the commission reserves the freedom to implement these policies on a case-by-case basis as to ensure fairness and provide student organizations with the resources required to produce quality programs that enrich student experiences and development. And so I guess what I get from that is that the argument of precedent doesn't really work here because it is a case-by-case basis anyway. But I'm still in favor of it.
Did you know about our... No. Did you know? Did you know about our retroactive funding policy before you purchased the tickets?
Well, yeah, because then I waited to talk to you. I had already purchased one and canceled one and purchased one again because I didn't know what was going on.
So I had a call with Matt as well explaining the potential difficulties of this issue, if you remember that. I explained sort of like the categories of emergency funding. Do you recall if I did talk about not being able to purchase something if you've already bought it before?
Yeah, and Leah had spoken with, sorry, I don't know your name.
Adam.
Okay, and Adam, and I guess we got different inputs.
Okay.
And by the time I had spoken with Leah, she'd already had tickets.
Okay.
So you had told me not to get tickets, but
yeah.
Leah had already
okay,
gotten
so that's
tickets.
Okay, right?
And so there's a disconnect there, yeah.
Okay.
Funding for one person. If other people go, it's going to have to be outside of club funding.
Well, then it's going based on what's on the...
The initial document I sent in was for 3.
Yeah.
And we were prepared to send up to 3. However, we weren't sure.
We didn't have the funding,
at the time. And so it started looking like... Our outcome started looking bleaker and bleaker.
So this is including the plus 2 of the people?
Yeah.
Okay. I sent him a new Excel spreadsheet with one person's numbers.
There's a possibility of 3 still. What would be simpler for you guys to request 4? Wouldn't matter.
It wouldn't matter because if we do approve the retroactive funding, then it'll be what's the difference between 1 and 1 and 3 points.
Okay.
So, I'm looking at flights for tomorrow, if you were to purchase them today, and I don't know if it's wrong, but on my side, it looks like you could buy tickets for $484 for tomorrow through Sunday.
Right. And I have receipts from when I actually bought mine. Mine ended up being a lot less because the day I, for whatever reason, the day I looked at it with Adam, it was about around, you know, $700 per person. And then when I purchased mine, it was like $450, $475.
But the thing is, like, I'm not really for this case being that we change retroactive funding. And my reasoning is that if you bought the tickets today, they're only $484.
Like 2 days from now.
What do you mean, like the
sometimes time? Airlines lower their prices like the day before the flight just to fill up the flight because they're gonna
like no they put them up
up until the super
flight. Where do you want to go?
No, that's still it's just 4 seconds.
I know where you want to go.
The Pascal back to Dirk. Thank you.
Great. What's the discussion happening right now, Commissioner Wayne?
I'm saying that I'm not really for this being an exception to the retroactive funding policy because if I'm looking at flights right now and they're only $484 if they were to purchase them now.
24-hour credit card policy. All
right.
Trips tomorrow.
Actually, I could come on Friday.
So
I couldn't
alleviate the 24-hour situation.
Commissioner Tark?
We're updating it to just one person is requesting funding. The quantity should be reduced to one anyway.
Yeah, we're only requesting for one person.
The club can cover the rest.
Yeah, the club can cover the rest.
Okay. Any further discussion on this? Because it's on the no list, we have to take a vote to follow this policy on a case-by-case basis. It's up to you guys' discretion. I spoke with Lucero in Central Station just now. It's just a little bit more paperwork on their end. The retroactive policy, as far as she knows, has just been something that they follow because it's something that's on our end. There's not really anything like wrong with it as far as the controller standpoint. But I do remember Rocio saying something about how much of a pain in the butt it has been since we retroactively funded one organization earlier this year. Do we have to vote?
The application is a total of $558.42. So I move to approve this application in the amount of $558.42.
Seconded by Commissioner Ronquillo. Yes, funding manager.
Wait, so you changed? Did you change both quantities? Or did you change?
Yeah, but, yeah.
Make a motion to change it.
Okay, I retract.
Perfect. Commissioner Carr.
I move to change non-food items, line 1 and 2, to quantity 1 unanimously.
Is there any dissent to the motion? Seeing that motion carries. Commissioner Carr.
I move to approve this request in the amount of $558.42.
Seconded by Commissioner Ronquillo. Is there any discussion? Funding manager, Jason Marino.
So just to let you guys know, we cut both the flight and the conference fee down to one. So we only fund one conference fee and one flight. You're
okay
with that?
Yeah. That's what they were asking.
Okay, just curious.
Any other discussion? Seeing none, we move to vote. All those in favor, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
All those against?
Nay.
Abstentions?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Cool.
Perfect. Thanks for coming in.
And thank you, guys. Really appreciate it.
Have fun. 5:42. Okay, Generation Action at Nevada. Commissioner Ronquillo.
Should we move to outdoor to the smoke and then go to the
yes, sorry. We'll move into Agenda Item 4, Action 3. Can you hear Outdoor Adventure Club? Hi.
Hello.
Commissioner Wayne.
Just for transparency, I am the treasurer of OAC.
Thank you. Can we get your names and positions in the organization for our records?
Yeah, my name's Elizabeth Phillips. I'm the president.
I'm Naya Phillips. I'm the vice president proxy for Commissioner Wood.
Cool. Proxy's good. And we're going to hear your early tier two commissioners. Could you just tell us a little bit about this, please?
Yeah, it's just an early funding application for our trip to Yosemite at the end of April. We need to book campsites soon because they run out really easily. So.
Nice. Is there gas request on here too?
I believe there is. It's gas, campsites, and some food.
What are you guys going to do in Yosemite?
Hiking mainly. It's over the 22nd and 23rd, the weekend before Earth Day, so it's free national parks weekend, so you get entrance for free.
Definitely. He's a I'm probably going to Yosemite too.
We'll
so that was April
there.
22nd and 23rd?
Yep.
Okay.
You can join
them?
Yeah.
We fund gas at 26.75,
but I think the commissioners have been rounding it to 27 on the spreadsheets for the station.
I might have done the old amount, I'm not sure.
You didn't even do the right amount.
Oh, okay. Well, same.
I move to change the unit price of non-food items line 1 through 5 unanimously to 27.
27 cents. You say unanimously?
Yes.
Is there any dissent to the motion? Seeing none, motion carries.
I did 24.
Oh, I don't know, Rachel.
60% is $444.40.
Commissioner Ronquillo.
On the cast site, line items, there's the 32. Did you guys just add up the... So, we don't run for taxes because we're... So I'm going to take off 247.
Is it a tax or is it a reservation fee? Because I thought it was an online reservation fee, right?
Well, because it's 2054 plus 9 plus 246.
Oh, yep. Gotcha. Okay.
So I'm going to remove 246 from the main campsite.
Okay.
The purchasing card is tax free.
Dissent to the motion. Seeing none, motion carries. amount of $439.97, Commissioner Tarr.
I'm assuming this is round trip to gas?
Yes.
Okay, on supporting box, it's 225 miles both ways, which...
That's a fun.
Yeah, that's 450. I'm not. I can't.
Discussion on the motion? Seeing none, we'll move to vote. All those in favor, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
All those against? Abstentions?
Aye.
Motion carries. Cool. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
All right. Now we'll move into Generation Action. Thank you for waiting. Appreciate it. All right. So we're going to hear their early tier one. Can we get your names and positions in the organization for our records?
Yeah. My name is Lisa McMurtry. I'm the vice president.
It's Mirazasano, CEP of Ed.
And did we get a proxy email from you? Yes, Commissioner Uncle.
Yeah, it's me and Jared.
Great. Okay. We're going to hear their Tier 1 application. Could you just quickly tell us about that?
So we're requesting funding for Inkwad, for posters for Take Back the Night, which is our big, annual event against sexual assault.
From Inkwad?
Yeah.
That's interesting. Commissioner
Tarr. It's a normal tier one application. They want to use Inkwad services with it.
Cool.
Because Inkwad isn't on the exception.
That makes sense. Okay. Alright, yeah, Commissioner Lane.
So there's just a little bit of a discrepancy in your application and your supporting documents. It says that the supporting document says that you want paper plates at $397, but on your support, on your funding sheet, it's $487. So I'm going to have to change that.
Okay.
And then also, I don't have the supporting document for your security. Oh, we don't need supporting dollars for security still, right?
No. $18.
Okay,
never mind. That's
yes. I also spoke with Rena, your treasurer.
Yeah.
So I spoke with Rena, and I notified her about the whole thing with security and stuff.
Oh, okay. I forgot.
Commissioner Moyne.
Okay, there's no supporting document for your 1 liter sodas. That's just what I'm about to do right now, in case you guys get confused.
Okay.
I move to change non-food item line 3 to a unit price of $397 and strike food item line 3 unanimously.
Is there any dissent to the motion? Seeing none, motion carries. This is now an application amount of $196.63. Commissioner
Wayne. It looks good to me, so move to approve Generation Action at Nevada for Tier 1 funding at the amount of $196.63.
Thank you, Commissioner Ronquillo. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, we'll move to vote. All those in favor, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
All those against? Abstentions? Motion carries. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Yep. All right, we'll move into Agenda Item 4, Action 1. BSO wanted to remit. Do we know where they're at? Any news? Okay. Should we put that on the next agenda? Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. do we have minutes?
Just the Saturday one. The 4th.
March 4th? So what did those say in front of you? March 4th.
Okay.
I'm seeking a motion to approve the minutes for March 4th, 2017. That's your guitar.
So moved.
Seconded by Commissioner Tarr. Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, we'll move to a vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those against? Abstentions? Motion carries. Okay, so we've got minutes to approve later.
Also, the Saturday Fundraising minutes are listed. Like, obviously they're not ready, but...
Okay. That's February 4th. Okay, cool. So we've got like 6 minutes. Apparently discussion on policies probably not going to happen. So we kind of need to figure out what we're going to do with that. So I'm going to move into agenda item 5. Report to the director. What do you guys think?
Well,
Commissioner Bertar.
So, when do we have to have it done?
Commissioner Tarr.
Preferably today. It's weird because DevOps doesn't meet this Friday, even though I was under the impression that they did because it wasn't yet spring break. So there's going to be a lot of fast-tracking shenanigans going on to try to get it in the current Senate session. However, you know, the sooner the final version is ready, the better we can prepare the rest of, like, GovOps and send it with the legislation writing. We have, like, 5 minutes left of stuff to do anyway. We're on, like, the last 2 pages.
What are you guys' thoughts? I mean, I'm going to have to leave for class, so Commissioner Wayne.
I'm probably just finishing it without
you. Today?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have class, too.
Commissioner Bertar, at what time?
Oh,
7.
Okay, so you've got 30 minutes.
We would finish the first one.
Okay. Sweet. Please keep your eyes on your email. Rocio's been out of the office, but there are some things that we're going to need to have discussion on, I believe. So keep your eyes on your email, not just this week, but also over spring break if you're at all in a place where, you know, you've got, you know, Wi-Fi. Yes, Commissioner Wayne.
Spring break still counts as business days, right? Because I have a lot of calls that need to be put on the agenda for the 28th.
Yeah, business days are just, yeah,
okay. Just making sure.
So yeah, keep your eyes on your emails, and we may need responses, so please do that. Other than that, I don't really have anything. Have a great spring break. Be safe. Don't do anything I wouldn't do. I'm going to pass the gavel to Funny Man for this Mero, for the sake of my class. Thank you.
Have fun at swimming.
Thanks.
You really can never skip one day.
No, I've reached my skip limit.
Oh.
All right, guys. So. Okay. We're going to move back into item 4. 4A4. Action, the commission will make edits and discuss governing documents for the Department of Clubs and Organizations. I'm seeking a motion to suspend Robert's rules until 6:45. Oh, Commissioner Wayne. Second by Commissioner Tarr. Any discussion? Commissioner Wakabella.
Can I make a friendly amendment for 6:40?
Do you accept the amendment?
Yes. He didn't actually motion, he asked
it. Oh, okay. So you didn't make a motion then?
I would friendly amend it to end Robert's rules at 6:40.
Do you accept the
motion? Yes.
Okay, perfect. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Against? Abstentions? So moved. Okay. So suspended. I'm going to pass the gavel to Commissioner Tarr. Commissioner Tarr, take it away then.
Commissioner Tarr, I'm spirit, so it's the gavel. Okay, so we finished on, what page was that?
14.
Page 14 out of 19, except it's very brief. I was looking at Jared's proposed changes for the last bit, and it's, you know, a lot of it is actually clerical, so we're not going to have to motion that.
Okay.
However, the stuff that isn't, we would have to motion slash type in right now. And Andrea, the table of contents isn't something you'd have to motion in either, if we're updating the table of contents.
No, because that's just something that would
change
the material.
Just making sure. Cool. So yeah, we have like...
It all looks good to me. We can just, you know, put in clerical and then...
Well, he has like a couple non-clerical things, but that'll take 5 minutes.
Well...
So
you shouldn't rush through it.
No,
yeah, you shouldn't rush through any of this.
Something that is impactful.
Yeah, but we've all read this.
No, Jared's changes aren't clerical.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're being right now. 14.
But we've read his changes.
Yeah. So
do you
so page 14 to the end, do you guys see anything that you wish it, you know, change or something you don't like? Questions, comments, concerns, Jared changes. It's gonna be a new section of the agenda next year. Hashtag Jared changes. I just get some minute and talk about whatever it is. Can't give them too long, but
this is the one edited by you, right? The policy change?
Yeah.
On the, okay.
It should say, like, last modified, like, recently on it. Because
there's one that all it says Rachel, and then modified 628.
I didn't do anything, I swear.
Okay. Because of this, you see what that one says modified over by you.
Go to the top.
Are you cold?
Top.
It's that one.
Well, it said it up there.
Well, I see you.
Okay, well, I left.
What?
Okay.
What? Yeah, it's the one that it says...
B section 3 is just the rule saying I just want to add something that says in the case director cannot chair the meeting due to conflict of interest or absence, the role may be passed to close to the front bench. But that's something that we've never actually laid out, and it's something still relevant for funding. And if you want, we can just make that a procedure menu. Like,
can you just type it in on there?
Yeah.
And I'll see it. And make sure you aren't suggesting so we know what
okay.
information.
Okay.
Do we want to keep it as funding manager or do we have to change it to...
Nothing has officially gone through, so keep it funding manager. I'm going to make it next year. Discussion, we want to vote
all
in favor say aye.
Aye.
Against? Abstentions? Motion passes. So all of those moved.
Cool.
Do that Robert for this training, guys. I haven't gotten any of it. Okay. What's next?
Okay. So yeah, this stuff, it's all pretty straightforward. And it just says, you know, okay, gotta have at least 3 funding periods every year. We do 5, but it can't be short. You know, the proxy rule that we had worked on at the start of the year is in here. Remittance, the new partner remittance is the auto remittance in section 4.
So now that's going to be a thing now?
Yeah, so after 1 month it'll just be automatically remitted. You don't have to.
But what if they request out of
the money? The other periods still have to be remitted, or the other tiers, just not operations.
Oh, okay.
Maybe in the future you can move it to where none of them have to, but that's kind of the goal now, is creating this system to make it scalable so that it can be built upon without screwing everything up. Because right now, if you change something, it might mess with something somewhere else.
Did you talk to any bot?
Not yet, so I'm just keeping it the way it is because it goes unchanged from where our current policy manual is.
Okay.
So I have status quo, but I'm not going to change or mess with any of that.
Okay. I'm fine with what you're editing.
Section 3 of the funding hearing request chapter meeting procedure, I move to add at the end, in the case the director cannot chair the meeting due to a conflict of interest or absence, this rule may be passed to the clerk support funding manager unanimously.
Any objections? Motion passes.
Cool. I also agree with that. Obviously, they should be able to, because they're not a voting body anyway.
Yeah.
And then in Title 4, remittance of funds, Chapter 8, Section 1, I move to add the line, unused operations tier funding is automatically remitted a month after the application is funded by the commission. And in Chapter B, Section 1, after the number 4, I move to add the word business to clarify that it's business days, not just 4 days, unanimously.
Any objections? Motion passes. Okay, so
and
this one is Chapter find any other changes you want to add?
No.
Okay.
Whoops.
Where's the case by case?
Should still be in there. It's just in the duties of the commission section.
I know, right?
Yeah, it's part two.
Okay.
The commission reserves
the
freedom to implement these policies in case.
I totally skipped two.
I didn't change that. Because, you know, there are weird exceptions. If we have to use it twice a year, which is what we've done so far, that's, you know, a good number. See, about 700, 800 applications. Two of them.
No, I agree.
Are those your keys behind your laptop?
That'd be Richard's.
Those are Richard's. He asked to put them in his mailbox. So,
okay.
Do
you have something, Commissioner Wayne?
I move to suspend Robert's rules until 6:45 p.m.
We already accepted for 6:45.
Was
it 6:40?
Oh, 6:40. Is it 6:40?
Oh, okay.
Robert's rules are
in there. Alright. Second by Commissioner Bitar. Any discussion? Seeing no discussion, move on to vote. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All those against.
All those against. Abstentions. Motion passes.
Stuff
this is something that we've already been doing, because what happens is we would have to bring it back to the table, and sometimes it's essentially like an emergency thing that we have to do internally on the accounting side.
Yeah, it says extenuating circumstances. So
yeah,
if
so
it
doesn't happen often, but
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so I move to add Section 5 to Title 5, Chapter A, powers of the director and club support funding manager. It states, the director of clubs and organizations and the club support funding manager reserve the right to make exceptions for club support funding policies after funding has been granted based on extenuating circumstances. These extenuating circumstances may include, but are not limited to, late Joe Crowley student union invoices, internal department errors, and item change requests for replacements with similar items. Unanimously.
Any objections? Motion passes. Okay.
What?
Nothing.
You seem like have a comment on this.
No, we're good. We're good.
Okay, is there anything else?
All the rest looks good.
All right, I move to approve this new club support funding policy manual document.
Second by Commissioner Wang. Any discussion? Seeing no discussion, we'll move to a vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Against? Abstentions? Motion passes.
Yay.
Congratulations. Commissioner Tucker.
I move to adjourn meeting at 6:44 p.m.
Second by Commissioner Vitar. Any discussion? Seeing no discussion, we'll move on to vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Objections? Abstentions? Motion passes.